Yisrael Lashon Susi Lama. Like, what do you have to talk Lashon Susi for in Eretz Yisrael? Because there the language is Oy Lashon HaKodesh or Lashon Yevonis. So Mashmal used to speak Greek. That was the Lashon. Mashmal says, who Lashon Tzach? That's a nice clear Lashon. But for Susi Lashon Nilak, that's like a not nice Lashon Susi. So why talk Susi, like slang, talk either Lashon HaKodesh or Lashon Yevonis? So Mashmal, you were able to talk Greek. Grammar of Yosef, Bavil, what's the language? Bavil, Lashon Arami Lomi. What do you have to talk Lashon Arami for in Bavil? Oy Lashon HaKodesh or Lashon Parsi. Like the good Lashonis were either Lashon HaKodesh or else Parsi. Rashi says Lashon Nom Arami. It was a nicer Lashon than Aramaic. So Marso Churitz Mashmi, though, you're allowed to talk Lashon Yevonis. So Marso says, yes, Amri, I'll tell you. Lashon Yevoni Lachud and Chochmas Yevonis Lachud. The Chomeroni mocked put against the special Chochmas Yevonis. But Stam Lashon Yevonis, that was okay. For the Gemara, the Chochmas Yevonis Miyasir, is it also to learn Chochmas Yevonis? For Yom Rebbe Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. The Pasuk says, Einei Oilolo Lenavshi Mekol Benois Iri, Elif Yiladim Hoyi Bebeis Abba. There were 1,000 children in my father's house. Chomesh Meis Meim, 500 of them, Limdu Torah, learned Torah. Chomesh Meis Limdu Chochmas Yevonis. 500 of them learned Chochmas Yevonis. But Mashma, they were allowed to learn Chochmas Yevonis. He just says, Lo Nishtayim Meyem Ela Ani, I was the only one left over. But Akopon and Mashma, they're allowed to. He's not saying they died out because of this, but it's Mashma, they're allowed to do it. So Mora says, Elani kan yo ben achi abba biasio. We were the only two alive. For a couple of mashmi, you're allowed to learn even chokhmas yivonis. Whereas Armi, I tell you, shani beis of Gamliel. His house was different. Shoyu kroivim lamalchus. They were close to the king. So therefore, poshta shalom bayi, shalom al medina, they were allowed to do it. If you need it, if it's necessary for you to do it, then you're allowed to. But samazah, you shouldn't learn a chokhmas yivonis. It was soon said, you could attend it like we learned. Hamesaper kumi. If somebody takes a haircut like a kumi, Rashi says, lefnim b'metzach. He cuts off his forehead. He just leaves the hair in the back, but the hair in his forehead he cuts off. Hamesaper kumi, harezim medaki amuri. It's not nice. That's medaki amuri. That's the way the goyim do it. Rashi says, mesaper mefnim. They take a haircut in the front of the head, or mesharim belurius, miachreim. They leave big braids of hair in the back. Nishnachin, Rashi says, derech roim is like a leach shash and lamala min oizin. A kopon, it's not nice to do this. But avtumis bar ruvein hetirula lesapakumi. But for him, they were mad he could take such a haircut like this. But when they should curve lamachus, because he was curve lamachus. So if you need it for a shalom, then you're allowed to. Shel beis Rav Gamliel for the house of Rav Gamliel hetirula lesapak chokmas yivonis. They let them talk or learn chokmas yivonis. Again, if they should curve lamachus. Since they were curved lamachus, they needed it. For them, they were matter it. So only for them, it's special a heter. But for a normal person who doesn't need it, he's not supposed to do it. Yeah. So it speaks out like, mitchila, legozu al kroivim lamachus. That was at the corner mitchila like that. Part of the corner was, at the beginning, like you don't need a special heter later. Part of the corner mitchila was that the curve of lamachus has had to do it. Right. Lo yigad aladam hakelev elim ken kosher b'shashelus. Our Mishnah says you shouldn't have a dog in your house. You shouldn't raise a dog unless he's tied down with iron chains. So Tana Rabbanan went like this: Lo yigad aladam es hakelev. A person should not raise a dog in his house elim ken kosher b'shashelus unless your mamish tie him down with an iron chain. And Allah is brought down on a kelev ras. What then is a bad dog, a harmful dog? Then you have to make sure he has tied down with a chain. Master, if it's not harmful, then you don't have at least this gemara. Abu Magad Lubiir, but he's allowed to raise even a harmful dog. Hasmuch l'saper. If you're living near the boundaries, near the goyim, so you have to protect yourself, then you could have a fearful dog that will protect you from the enemies. So kosher b'yom, but you have to tie him up at daytime. Or matir b'layla, at night, let him roam around your house. So in case the rabbach, so the goyim come in, he'll take care of them. Tanya Rablezer Agad Loimer. Ha Magad Uklovim, whoever raises dogs, ke Magad Uchazer. It's like you're raising a pig. What is he eating on? That lamek malay biyarish. No, it's not only not nice, but you get a klala, special klala orur of the chum. But again, this is brought down the loch only on a dangerous dog. If you have a dangerous dog, you have this klala. Amar Reb Yosi bar Menyumi, Amar Reb Nachman, Bovil, whoever lives in Bovil, tiras muchel sapadami. That's like a city living near the boundaries. There's also goyim all around you. You have a right to have even a fearful dog. Tirgumon adoi. Yeah, the Reish Rabdustoi, the Minbiri, But the pasuk says like this: Uvenucha yoyma shubra shemir basaf Yisrael. The Lamnucha comes to teach us like this: Shein shchina shara Yisrael. The shchina is not in Klal Yisrael. If there'll be less mishnei apayim from 2 10,000 for 20,000 or shnei revois in 2,000. You have to have at least 22,000 yidden to have the shchina shruya. That's why even the smallest shevet of Levi had at least 22,000. In order that there should be a shechina between every shevet by itself. Each shevet had at least 22,000. She says, what's going to be if a shevet has 22,000 chaser achas, missing one. One more kid they don't have. They're missing one kid. Now, boys, Yishim Aberis, in that shevet there was one pregnant lady, Benayim. Uruya Lahashlin, she was about to give birth, and then that shevet would have had the shechina. They would have had the number of 22,000. But now this dog here, this hunt, came and gave a bark. Pila, and she had a miscarriage because of the dog. Nimtza comes out, that girl the Shekhinah she had to sell with Yisrael. This dog could cause it that the Shekhinah should go away from Klal Yisrael. That's how bad it is, dogma, to have a bad dog in the house. Here you said, it was a lady. The Olas Lameifa, she went to bake her dough. For Yehu Beisa, in somebody's house. And when she went there, Norfolk Bakalba, the man there had a dog, and the dog started to bark at her. Amala Maria, so the master said to her, listen, let this stop him in a, don't be afraid of my dog. Why? Shekola Nivi, I took out his teeth already, he can't harm you. Amala, she said back to him, listen to me, Shakilu to Vesecha Veshadech Yisroi, take your toivu, your good, and throw it in the back, throw it out of here. Kva nad Vlad, I already felt that my Vlad moved out of the place already. She's afraid she'll have a miscarriage already because the dog scared her already. So the kids said, there's an Indian, you have to be careful when you have dogs. Shouldn't be a bad dog. Right. Ein person nishvin l'yoynim. How much is that? You can't spread out nets to catch pigeons. And how far? It has to be. Meisha lamed risk. It has to be outside the city, lamed risk. Fred Gemara. Me as the kuli high, does Yevonim go so far out? You have to be afraid. 30 risks. Vietnam, we learned. It's enough to take the shevich outside of the city. 50 amas. That's enough. And not more. So what do you have to say 30 risks for? It's enough. Rashi says it's a shevich. It's over here. If you want to raise your birds, so do it 50 amas out of the city. So they won't come in and eat up the tfu in the city. So who you see, 50 amas is enough. Samara says, Malio Meshit Shleshin Ris, that they could fly though 30 Ris. Now, what's more, it's like this. No, Amar Abai, Abai is like this. Meshit Shai Tetuva, they could go very far, 30 Ris. But Kirsayu Bechemishim Amalayim, but they filled themselves up the first 50 Yamas. They don't walk 50 Yamas without filling themselves up. Says if you put them outside the city 50 Yamas, you don't have to be afraid when they come into the city, they'll still want to eat up the tzfu with them. Because if they have a 50 mil journey, they'll fill themselves up beforehand. But omeshit shleishim ris. But how far can they go out of the town? Even 30 ris. So if you want to catch pigeons, you have to make sure you're not stealing from the people in the city. So you have to make sure, like it doesn't belong to anybody in the city. So therefore, you have to catch them 30 ris outside the city. For the gemara v'sula, is that enough? Just 30? For a time, you will learn v'yisha afilu meya mil. That lo yifrist. In the Yisha people live, even 100 mil you can't put your, you capture the birds outside. Mashal, they fly very far. Rabbi Yisrael Bama, Yisha of Kramim. That's talking about Yisha of Kram, Rashi. It's a holich mikerim lekerim, Adam Rochi. If just say the vineyards one after another, so then they'll keep on going very far, they don't feel so far out of town. Because from one field to another field, then they'll go even 100 mil. But if it's empty, the place, then they won't go more than 30 risks. Rabbi Rama, Yisha of Shevchim. Same thing, the Yisha of Shevchim is a lot of nests. One after another, then they'll keep on traveling further and further. For the Gemara, so the table of Mishum Shevchim Gufayu. If so, then Pshita can't catch them because there are nest birdhouses there. So Pshita, that's private property, can't steal it. He boys say one territory with other chavim. We're talking about that those birds belong to the goyim. So then it wouldn't be an issue if I started to go capture the birds. Like if I say it's not real gezel, because you have right to say I'm hunting down birds. I don't know who they belong to. The boys say with the hefker, else those birds are hefker. The boy is saying, but today, where it belongs to you. Let's say you have a bird nest 100 mil down. So therefore, if you want to catch other birds, you can't catch them until you go way far out. Because even birds from the city would also travel 100 mil outside. Because they're like, say, the bird nest one after another. So they feel hamish, they'll keep on traveling. So that's what our Mishnah says, 30 ris is enough. That's talking about where there's nothing there out of the city. So then they won't travel more than 30 ris. Then you have a right to capture the birds there. Then for sure those birds are hefka. Right? Hadron alecha merubah. You hold enough, take Gimel on the base. Ha-choyfum.